Welcome. There we are.
Okay.
Sorry.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Joes and a Pro. As always, you got you guys, Kenny, Ryan, Brian. We're going to start this off by saying we apologize for being a little late. Ryan's on CPT time today. It was his birthday yesterday. So he could do what the fuck he wants. That's just what it is, right? And he's our producer. So he's like, bro, I run the show. So if you see any craziness, it's because Ryan is doing what the hell he pleases. And he has a right to because it's his birthday. So
thank you.
For everybody out there, you know, if you're in the comments or you're listening, just wish Ryan a happy birthday. Just say happy birthday, Ryan.
We just lost a viewer after you
Lost a viewer off that. Oh, yeah. Damn. I messed that up. He's like, what the hell? His birthday? We don't give a damn about his birthday.
Fuck this guy.
So anyway, is it this guy? His birthday? Who cares? Anyway, let's get straight to it, man.
What are we getting straight into?
What are we getting straight to? That was the longest pause.
I was waiting for Brian. I don't have anything to talk about. NCAA is over.
Oh, yeah. I guess
NCAA
you are
is
right.
Over. College football is over, right? Like, I'm waiting for you because you're going to NBA.
NBA.
So let's do it. Oh, my goodness.
You like that? You like how I got through everybody else?
I thought it was frozen. I was like, oh, broken.
We're going straight to NBA.
All right, NBA, we are in the play-in games right now.
Let's go.
We'll just start it off with the Lakers. They handled their business against Minnesota.
No.
That's not.
Don't say that.
Those are the words.
They got away with one. Minnesota only scored 12 points in the fourth quarter. Minnesota should have won that game, but they got gassed because they were missing three guys. It is what it is. Who cares? I mean, the Lakers would have won the next game anyway. So they're going to be in regardless. So,
bro, first of all, don't say that.
Okay.
Don't say that. Don't say, oh, we scooted by. First of all, we were greedy. Did you watch the game? Because you didn't watch the game. I know you didn't watch the game.
No, I went to sleep.
Exactly. So how can you sit there and say, oh, yeah, the Lakers skated by if you didn't watch the game?
Because I can watch it the next day.
On what, highlights?
It's a free play, bro.
That's not showing the game, bro. You don't even know what happened.
Okay.
First of all, for us to be 15 down 15 in the third quarter and fight all the way back and come within single digits.
Luck.
That's luck, for sure. And then the fact that the Timberwolves started the game shooting over 50% in the first half and over 50% from the three.
So?
And they took 41 threes. What are we talking about? I mean, any team that plays and you have a team that's shooting over 50% and they shot 41 threes, you're going to be losing.
Well, I mean, so they shot 39% for the game, which is only 2% over their
season average. Yeah, but I'm saying the first half they shot over 50%. Second half, the total 39%. 40% is 39.7 or 8. 40% from the three, bro, and you shot 41, that's good as hell. What are we talking about?
Okay, I mean, it's 39 on the money, but
okay,
you know, Kenny wants to inflate the numbers so it looks better.
This comes from the guy that didn't even watch the game. So anyway, can you tell me what happened at the end of the game since you saw the highlights?
Well, I know that LeBron did not take the final shot. It was the right play, so everybody getting on his ass about it. I'm not one of those people. But a lot of people get on him because, you know, he has deferred in his career a lot in pressure moments, but it was the right pass. It was the right play.
He drove to the basket.
I know.
It was everybody in the paint and he kicked it.
I know.
He said, if you watched it to the end, like he said in the post game interview, he said, hey, I've been doing that for the last 20 years and I'm not going to stop now. I'm going to make the right play every time.
I know.
Because you knew people were going to be like, oh, you didn't take the shot.
I know. Okay. But people always say, would Kobe have passed it up? Would Michael have
passed
it up?
It doesn't matter.
You know, that's
all.
It
doesn't matter. They ain't leading the league in all time points either. So
that's longevity more than anything.
Okay.
But regardless, it was the right play. I agreed with it. And then at the end, Minnesota had the ball and it was probably a whack, you know, call. They got a foul called on a 3-point shot. Probably wasn't a foul, but you know, that's the NBA for you.
It's a foul because you don't if you land down, if you land in somebody, if you land and somebody's in your box, they're going to call a foul no matter what. That's what they've been doing all year.
So. I know. It's soft, but like I said, it's a foul, unfortunately. But anyways, that's the end of the game, Kenny. Anything else?
Oh, overtime. Did you talk about overtime? How we just...
Overtime, the Lakers. Yeah, the Lakers took over finally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for them.
All right.
Finally. All right. You can't just...
Finally.
Leave it.
Mike Conley shot 6 for 8 for 3. 3-point.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, they were just supposed to shoot like that. They were just doing what they're supposed to do, Kenny.
All right, my bad. All right, continue. Let's talk. Let's really talk about the Hawks and the.
Listen. Yeah, the Hawks and the Heat, man.
That was
a great ass whooping by the Hawks.
What?
Dude, they dominated the entire game. They were up the entire game.
Bro, they were up 20-something points, and Miami brought it back down to 3.
Okay. But they never lost the lead. So people are going to make a run against you, Kenny. That's part of basketball.
Down, they were down 22 points.
Okay.
You act like you're down 5.
You know what? Miami should never have been down that like that. So
they shouldn't. But guess what? Guess what the Hawks are doing? Shooting lights out from the fucking 3.
Well, they can do that. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're the third team leading score team in the NBA. But I'm just saying that if you shoot well, you're going to win majority of the time, right? So, like, it doesn't matter how good of defense you played. If guys are knocking down shots, they're knocking down shots. I just thought the Heat, Tyler Herro had a good game. Jimmy Butler was spotty. Bam wasn't really existent. They didn't really give him the ball. But I really want to hit on the Hawks because – I want to know what the hell is Boston going to do.
They're going to sweep their asses. That's what they're going to do.
Sweep?
Yeah, you heard it. 4-0. No, they're not sweeping. They're going to sweep the Hawks. They swept them in the season. They're going to sweep them in the series.
Well, since you lost a bet to me on the Lakers, do you want to just put that money on this one? All right.
That's how good I feel about it.
You heard that, Ryan? He said the Hawks are getting swept by the Celtics.
Yeah.
Swept.
Yeah.
Swept.
Swept. 4-0.
4-0. This is not happening.
Okay.
Did you get a chance to watch the game last night?
Which one?
The Toronto?
Yeah. So, dude, I haven't been on. The only game I got right was the Hawks game. Like, that was the only team that I got right for money line. I mean, I didn't bet them all, but, like.
I wasn't going to touch on bets, but since you're talking about bets, I had a single game parlay, right? Did you see mine?
Yeah.
Did you see mine?
Yeah.
Did you see both the last two nights?
I don't think I saw. I only saw one of them.
Okay, so the Lakers game, right? I had two single game parlays. I had the sis. I hit that one. The other game I had, or the other parlay I had, was a 17. Right, I hit everybody. Austin Reeves, he had 12.5 over under. He had 12 points. I was so sick. I was like, golly. The next night, yesterday, I had OG Aganubu, however you say his last name. I had him getting 5 rebounds. Listen, everybody hit. I had an 18 single game parlay. Everybody hit. On the app, it said he had 5 rebounds. I was geeked. I was like, oh, shit, this is hit. Next thing you know, I look back at the app, and they adjusted it, and it said he had 4 rebounds. This is, bro, listen, Ryan, this is.
Wait, which app said it? Which app said he had it?
It said it on ESPN.
Oh, yeah, ESPN lies, bro.
No. It said it on ESPN. It said it on Action Sports, right? I don't have FanDuel, so I didn't really check that. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, cool. But listen to it. It was like that from the third quarter. He did it in the third quarter. They said 5. I'm like, all right, I'm good. They didn't change it. It was 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, dog. And they changed it back. I was sick.
That's messed up.
Because everybody hit. Lost 600 and lost 400. I was so mad. But I didn't want to do it. You know, I know Andre Iguodala was talking about people. They just keep saying, how can you not get one more rebound? How could you not get one more point? Da, 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 da. I was yelling at the TV because it was as if he knew his over-under was 5. It was as if he knew. Like, Ryan, he literally was not. Yeah. The whole game he was going to get the boards. Just now he was like,
he got paid. He, you know, somebody paid him at halftime. He was like, hey, you're good, man. Don't get any more boards.
It was the last play of the game. You're not this. If you lose this, you're going home. He didn't even attack the rim for a rebound. He just stayed at the 3-point line and watched it.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, get the read. And I was so mad. Anyway, there's nothing that I care about.
He's not a good rebounder. I probably wouldn't have taken that because I've gotten burned by him before.
The last four games, he's been having 6+. So I thought 5 was easy.
Yeah. I don't know. He plays like shooting guard, basically.
Yeah.
He's out there around the 3-point line. Hey,
Fred VanVleet had 10 rebounds.
Okay, well, Fred VanVleet has to play hard because he just has to. He's got that dog in him.
Okay. All right, I'm done talking about it. We're going to keep talking about betting forever.
You want to talk about props, though? Back-to-back nights, I hit plus 1,000 bets on props. So I'm on fire with NBA props right now.
Thank you for the invite.
Hey, you know, you see my bets when I post them.
I do not see your bets, bro. I do not.
Go to the social tab and you will see
them. Turn the notifications on.
Yeah.
I got people complaining. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, so much vibrates the whole day. By the way, guys, if y'all not tracking, we're on DraftKings and now we're on FanDuel.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. But we're
on
DraftKings.
Oh, my God.
Two Joes, one pro.
I can't.
Are you still locked out?
Brian has 1,000 picks a day he puts in there.
Oh, I'm suspended from DraftKings. I don't know what happened.
DraftKings?
And then I tried making a new account, and then it whenever I link it to my name and my social, it's like, oh, this is already with another account. And then when I try and log in.
Why don't you forget password?
I do. And then I get an email saying, like, you need to contact us. And then I was talking to some dude on, like, a chat, and they were like, yeah, your account's suspended. And I can't help you. Someone has to reach out via email. Like, I don't know. So FanDuel is basically done with me.
Oh, FanDuel. Okay.
Yeah, I can't do
FanDuel. And FanDuel, get it right, man. We're big spenders. This is a big time podcast.
Calm down,
man. We need you guys to get it right. Take care of that. I don't want to call my peoples.
Yeah, quit telling people totally. About that. We acting like we have a problem or something. Jeez.
We don't have a problem. You got a problem.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. So
mortgage.
Before we go, yeah, he got that mansion, dog. That's why them prop bets hitting like that. He's focused. Hey, before we continue on, my bad, I know we're taking a little time, but before we continue on, can you talk about what the hell happened to the Pelicans last night?
Bro, what a disappointment. Honestly.
Yeah, like,
I don't understand. I don't know what they did. That game, I didn't really see much more than like the first half because I was tired, but they just didn't look right the whole game, from what I saw. So I don't know.
Did you fill out your playoff challenge?
Yeah, Kenny, I sent you a playoff challenge.
Did you
check it? Because I've been did it. Yeah. I did it the first time you sent it.
You did.
Yeah.
Speaking of
which,
I
did mine. I just made a change. I'm good to go.
Save it. Save it.
Oh,
yeah, I think
you got Boston losing the first round now?
No. Save it to
no, get second to our round.
Second round?
Oh, is it hot take?
Yes, every time hot takes. Okay.
What? That's legitimate. It's not like they're losing to a slouch team.
Who they play in the second round?
Well, you'll worry about it when we get to hot takes.
Oh, they'll play the Sixers. I mean, I understand that. A lot of people like the Sixers this year.
Nah, I definitely took them too. Anyway, just continue on.
Hey, okay, baseball. What's going on with baseball? How are the Red Sox doing?
Oh, they suck, bro.
No.
What?
Let me handle baseball today. I am sick and tired of you piss poor baseball teams that's coming out here and just pissing down your leg time in and time out. First of all, I'm not listening to Brian anymore.
What are you talking about? What did I do?
When baseball first started, they weren't scoring any runs. I was like, Brian, I'm taking an over. This shit not hitting. He's like, bro, it never happens in the beginning of the season because, you know, people got to get going. Ever since then, every game has been damn near over.
What happened,
I don't know if it's the clock. I don't know what it is that's happening, but the runs that are being scored is entertainment. If you're not watching baseball, you need to tune in because it's getting crazy. But think about today's game. 6-2, 9-3, 8-7, 11-2. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Yesterday, 4-3, 7-0, 5-2, 5-2, 7-4, 7-3, 3-2, 3-2, 8-4, 7-9, 3-4, 5-4, 10-1, 10-5. Ryan, you complained about runs. The runs are there.
It's true. But the thing is, what changed is we got a heat wave. The weather got a lot nicer, and that does impact the ball
Oh my God!
It's the chemtrails that are doing it to us.
Yeah. It's catching you from up top.
It's Mr. catching Physicist the jet stream.
I mean, as soon as it goes, this in isn't the launch like, angle. This the isn't launch like, angle is at 33 degrees, and it catches the draft.
I mean, you guys can make fun of it, but it's true. You add in warmer weather, and we still have the winds that are happening during the spring. That we combined equals more balls going out.
Pushing the draft,
hey man, you guys can make fun of it all you want, but that's the truth.
Oh my God, my boy said we got the golf science, jet stream. Science. He's a meteorologist man. Now, Ryan.
Do you believe in science, bro? Like, bro.
When you got the wind blowing 20 miles an hour out to a freaking Yankee Stadium short right field, so they can all they have to do is tap the ball. They can bunt it out now in Yankee Stadium.
They can bunt it out.
But we just got killed 11-2 to the Twins.
Because the Twins know how to use that short field. Apparently the Yankees didn't.
Obviously they do.
Jeez. But yeah.
Who's the best team?
Best team right now is the Rays. Hands down, they're undefeated.
They're killing. I had the nerve to bet Boston today, money line against. I said, like, Boston got it. They'll get it today. The Rays will fold.
Mm-mm. So the day to bet Boston money line was yesterday, and they almost pulled it off because Sale was on the mound, but he actually kind of folded.
He did.
But I told my buddy, my buddy of mine, he's a Rays fan, and I said, look, this is the last time I'm betting Boston money line against the Rays because I said, if they can't win with Sale on the mound, then you guys are sweeping. So today rolls around, and I was like, I'm not betting them. Not doing it. And then I got nervous because the Boston started – they were up early. I was like, damn.
That's what I was. I was like, hell yeah. Listen.
But the Rays prevailed, so.
Exactly. And it killed my parlay again.
Oh,
that was the only team I lost.
Don't bet Boston right now because –
bro, Boston and San Diego Padres, I tell you, boy. Those two teams, they owe me.
You got to be more disappointed in San Diego, though, because they got like a $4 billion roster. You know, like, what are they doing? At least the Red Sox on paper are not – they're not that good. So you expect average, like, mediocrity there.
But them and the Mets are kind of one and the same to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, the Mets have been trash so far.
They've been trash. And they're not really putting up a lot of runs consistently. Like, the bats are not going at all. And it's really disheartening because I'm like, man, we if you look at our roster on paper for the Padres, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And it's some games we're only getting one run, two runs. So I'm like, how is that even possible?
Oh, damn. Right? Padres are third in payroll. Damn.
Yeah.
Bro.
I wasn't
kidding. Do you see who we have on our roster? Like, we're giving out the bag.
The Rays are 28th.
Yeah. 28th. But they always are like that.
They've always been like that. And they just
their farm team is legit.
Yeah.
We said that before the season started too. Yeah. But we didn't bet it.
And what's gonna happen when all these in a couple of years when these players are due for contracts, they're just gonna start trading them.
They're just gonna go to the Padres.
And they're gonna reset. They're gonna be like, okay, we'll get some new young guys and in a couple more years later we'll be good again.
With that being said, do you think with the hot streak that the Rays are on right now, that they continue this, like they actually have a chance, or do you think this is a who started off hot this year in the NBA? Like a Cleveland effect.
Oh, yeah. They did start off hot.
Or Utah Jazz. That's a better example. They were super hot.
Yeah.
They were like the number two team, and then they're like the bottom of the league.
I think that's going too far with it. The Rays are going to be a playoff team, I think.
They're going to be good all year because global warming and, you know, Tampa and just.
No, man, they play indoors.
Hey, and you know, you got the red tide that comes in, so the fish are going to die off, which is going to put it in the air and swirl around so the balls carry further.
Well, I'm glad you guys are finally catching on. Petersburg. Yeah. They are on the west coast of Florida, so we all know some weird shit's going on over there.
Oh, yeah. They got alligators at their game.
No, there's no alligators in the Gulf.
Oh, my bad.
Crocs.
Yeah. Crocodiles?
There's no crocs either.
No?
All
right. Mm-mm. Oh, okay. There's no gators in the Gulf at all. All the gators are going to be inland. Everglades. You have gators up north in the swamp, stuff like that. But no, crocodiles are in the southern hemisphere.
Look at this. Getting geography lessons. I love it.
Yeah. I think there's only like
weather, science, geography.
We do it all. Southern Hemisphere, I believe, I'm not mistaken, is where the Crocodiles are.
All right, let's bring this back to baseball real quick. A couple more teams I'm kind of disappointed in so far have been the Mariners and the Astros. They're not really doing what they should be doing.
Oh, dude. Well, don't worry, the Astros will turn it around.
They'll cheat their way.
We'll see. Listen, the Astros, at least they're missing Altuve, which is a big bat in their lineup, so that's kind of understandable. But I still think they should be better than 500. Their pitching's been lackadaisical so far. Nothing really great going on there. The Angels being above 500 right now is somewhat impressive to me. I mean, just because other than Shohei Ohtani, their staff is garbage. They got a good lineup when it's healthy, but their pitching staff is trash.
But really, really, besides the Rays, everybody is 7-6, 8-4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
because like Baltimore looks kind of good though, not good, but they look competitive.
I said this before the season started. They're an up and coming team.
Yeah,
they might still be in last place come the end of the year, or maybe fourth because Boston's really bad. But they're kind of exciting to. I kind of want to go watch them a little bit this season in person because. They got young talent, and they will actually pay people a little bit. They'll pay a couple guys when the time comes around. You know, a few years ago, they were a pretty good team. They were in the playoffs back when they had – when Chris Davis, before he started robbing them of Adam, money. Adam Jones.
Adam Jones, yeah.
Trey Mancini.
Trey Mancini, yep.
Yeah. They had some – they had a good team that was competing with Boston and New York at the time.
Yeah.
So we'll see. A couple more years, I think the O's will be back for, you know, they'll have a little run there. Let's see. Oh, and Philly, man. Philly has been trash.
Yeah, for sure.
Granted, they are missing. They're missing Bryce Harper.
How long is he out for?
I don't think he comes back until the middle of summer.
Summer, something like that, right?
Yeah, maybe after the All-Star break. Because he had Tommy John surgery, I think. Or something to do with his arm. Maybe it wasn't Tommy John.
I thought it was wrist.
Maybe. I thought it was elbow or shoulder or something like that. But anyways, it doesn't matter. Either way, he's out until the middle of the summer. So, let's see. Nothing else sticking out on me right now. I'll cover real quick. O'Neal Cruz for the Pirates. He broke his ankle sliding into home plate. I don't remember if we talked about that last week or not because I don't remember when it happened. But anyways, he is a budding all-star, and it's unfortunate that he got hurt.
Tommy John.
Was it Tommy John?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. You guys got anything?
Nah. I'm curious on your take on hockey.
Hockey?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hockey, the playoffs are set. I'll just quickly go through the playoff teams. We got in the... East, we've got Boston, Toronto, Tampa, Florida, Carolina, New Jersey, New York Rangers, and the New York Islanders. Sorry. So last night, the Islanders clinched because Pittsburgh needed them to either lose in overtime or lose altogether. But they ended up winning. In the West, we have Dallas, Colorado, Minnesota, Winnipeg, Vegas, Edmonton, LA, and Seattle.
That's my team.
The Kraken?
Vegas. Vegas.
Oh, Vegas. Yeah, I got Vegas winning it all, too. Vegas coming out the... That's going to be my prop bet. Vegas is going to come in the Western Conference, and then I'm going to be a homer, and I'm going to take Tampa Bay coming out the East, but I have Vegas winning it all.
Tampa? No way, man.
Odds are good.
Listen, there are four, maybe five teams that I think are better than Tampa right now.
That is true.
In the East.
Did you hear what I said? I said homer.
Yeah.
Dude, Kenny, I don't know what homer is for you.
Yeah.
He's a Lakers I know where you're from, but like...
He's from Florida.
He's got L.A.
He's probably a Yankee
You could claim Vegas. You could claim Vegas, too.
I could claim Vegas. I could claim Vegas, but I've already said my teams.
All right.
I already said my teams. Oh, well, I like the Yankees. I like the Yankees. I like the Padres. Right? Like, those are the two teams I like. I am a Yankees fan, but when the Padres do good, then I let that show. I'm a Lakers guy to the core. I'm a Chargers guy to the core. I'm a Tampa Bay guy to the core. Vegas happened to be good lately. I like them. I like how they
were. And last but not least, Roll Tide.
And Roll Tide is is all day, every day, no matter what. As long as Nick Saban is there, I'm rocking with him. If Nick Saban leaves, I'm still gonna rock with him because I've been bleeding him too long.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People think the red and white is for Temple. It's for Alabama.
So
literally guys, the Temple logo's on the ball in two
jazz. We gotta change it to the Alabama.
Yeah.
Who you like, Ryan? Coming out of the East. You said Vegas for the West, but who do you like in the East?
Oh, I didn't even look at the other side.
Oh.
Hold up.
So you just got Vegas matter. Win the whole thing.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just picked a winner.
Oh.
Hold up. Okay. List me some teams. Give me a New York team.
The Islanders
or the Rangers.
Oh, I'm going to go with the Rangers.
Oh, that's a smart pick.
The fact that
I know
Ryan's
what I'm doing.
The fact that Ryan's saying it and he said the UConn bet, I'm kind of like low key, just like whatever he says, I'm going to put some money on it just in case. Just in case I'm not right.
Rangers is the only team that I think could be Boston in the East. So
Boston's going to lose, bro.
I mean, probably. They've never won the cup when they've won the President's Cup or President's Trophy. So it's fair to say.
I saw an interesting stat. It said this is the first time the Penguins,
Predators.
Predators, and then also the Capitals didn't make the playoffs in the same year. They had the longest streaks. Penguins is at 13 years, and then Predators and Capitals are both at 8 years.
Wow.
So that's crazy. So I my question was, is it a change in the tide or just a bad year? Because, you know, Nashville, I don't know if they really got – I don't really know their players like that, but I know Capitals and the Penguins for sure with Crosby and Ovechkin. So
yeah, those two teams are just getting older.
Yeah.
And hockey, honestly, has gotten a lot faster in speed the last, you know, decade or so. So those older players, I don't think they're going to be able to hang on quite as long as they used to.
Yeah.
You know, used to have guys playing into their 40s. I don't know if that's really going to happen much nowadays. So
yeah, it's like reverse basketball. You know, like guys in basketball couldn't last long because it was such a physical game. Yeah. And now it's more like our speed and things like that. So guys are last long because they ain't got to bang up as much. Kind of like that, but reverse in hockey.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do my homer pick. Boston's gonna win the whole thing, even though it's never been done for them when they won that President's Trophy. But and then I've got Colorado coming out of the West
again.
Yep.
Yeah. I think they lose to somebody, either Vegas or I don't know who they're playing first. The Kraken.
No. Let's see. They don't technically have it up yet.
Okay.
I got to look at the wild card standings. So Colorado,
because it's a lot of fast teams.
Colorado's playing Minnesota first. So what happens?
That should
is
be a good one.
You have your two divisions, the top three teams. They play each other, and then they get one of the wild cards in there. So whoever that wild card is plays the one team, which is Dallas. And the same with Vegas. They'll get the other wild card team.
Yeah.
So Vegas either has to play Seattle or Winnipeg. I'm not sure. I hope we play
Seattle because we play Winnipeg. That's going to be hard.
No, they're getting Winnipeg. Winnipeg is the second wild card, and Vegas has a better record than Dallas.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Baby Gretzky.
No, wait, what? No.
I thought he's on the Jets.
No, he's Edmonton, bro.
Edmonton. Okay, cool, yeah. Cool. All right.
One of those Canadian teams.
You're one close. Of them.
A. Right.
A.
And so that means Boston's getting Florida in the first round, and the Islanders are going to Carolina. So you guys, the Tampa, they got to play Toronto. That Toronto team's good.
Bro, we don't give no fucks.
All right.
Sorry. I'm not supposed to curse. YouTube might kick us off. Sorry.
And real quick, obviously, probably everybody knows this already, but Boston has the most points ever in a single season and the most wins ever in a single season. So they had a historic run this year. And so if they don't win the cup, it's going to be really disappointing that they're going to hold those records and not have a cup to show for it. So,
I mean,
look, man, I'm pessimistic when it comes to the Bruins. still gonna root for him, but
anyway.
Yeah.
What we got, Ryan?
Oh, football. Yeah. OBJ signed with the Ravens.
Who? Mm-hmm.
That is great news if you're a Lamar Jackson fan, because that means that he's probably going to play for the team this year, regardless of his.
Why do you say that?
One of the guys recruiting Odell. He was recruiting Odell to come to Baltimore. There's no way that Odell comes to Baltimore and then he's got to play with a rookie.
Bro.
Or some rando. Joe Flacco?
He said, listen, I want to be wanted. They want him. A lot of teams are like, oh, that'll be a good addition.
They
like
wanted said, him on a one-year deal. 1 year.
For $15 million. They want him to prove himself. Why are you going to give him a long-term deal? You want him to prove himself. He just came back from a knee injury. You gave him $15 million. $3 million incentives. You want to see if he can do it. $13.6 million signing bonus. Cool. Guess what, bro? You're not hurting us. We need a new addition. Maybe this gets Lamar there. If it doesn't, guess what? We'll see if we have a good receiver. And if he's able to do it, they're going to give him the money.
I think they knew Lamar. They knew something. They said
him and Lamar.
If we go get Odell, Lamar is gonna stay.
That's not true.
He doesn't mean he's getting his contract, but he's gonna at least play on the franchise tag.
I think he's gonna play regardless, bro. I was
leaning towards him sitting out this year. This pushes. I thought if they were in a stalemate and he wasn't getting a long term contract, he was gonna sit out. I think this makes him.
Bro, you're not sitting out when you're going to get the biggest contract that you have thus far. Like 36 million. Like it's easy to say like, oh, I'm sitting, I'm waiting for the bread. But you don't got 36 M's. It's more than you made your whole career so far. So take the 36 and then roll the cards. Like I think he's just playing hardball, like for sure, as he's supposed to. But I didn't think, oh, when the season came, he's going to be like, nah, I ain't playing. Nah.
I don't know, man. Anyways, 1 year, $15 million, basically. It's like $13 million guaranteed. What's funny about it is the cap hit for this year is like $3.9 million, and then there's like four void years. So if he doesn't pan out and he leaves, they're gonna be paying Odell for the next 4 years on their cap, basically. He'll kind of get it. Which is not a big deal. It's not that much. Next year is $11 million. And then it's 2.7, 2.7, 2.7.
Yeah.
So
I think it's a good deal for Odell.
I mean, it's a good deal for Odell because he gets $15 million basically to play. Is it a smart? I mean, Odell's not young. I mean, he's what, 30 now?
Yeah, it's 30.
And he hasn't had like a productive season, full season since 2019. And even when he was, even those 2 years in Cleveland, it's not like he was like a world. He wasn't a $15 million receiver.
Bro, he had, come on, bro. I'm not even going to talk about his quarterback. His quarterback was shitball.
That's not what people thought back then.
Huh?
That's not what people thought back then, though.
Who thought he was that good?
A lot of people thought
back then. When he got drafted, people were like, oh, they reached. But guess what? What happens is you have to push the narrative like he's a good quarterback because you can't look like a dummy as a GM. I mean, if you make a bad pick, you can't look like a dummy, and you can't let the guy go so early because they're like, oh, so you're wrong. It looks makes you look bad. So they're going to keep pushing him and say, oh, man, he's a good quarterback. He was not good, man.
I know. It's just it's a risk move because it's a guy with two ACL tears. Like he's hasn't played a full season in like 4 years almost. And we'll see. I hope for it. I want him to do well because I don't think Bateman is a number one.
I don't think he's going to come in and be a number one.
Well, I think he's going to demand the coverage at least.
No, I think what he does is it takes off some pressure off Andrews, right? And it's going to give him one-on-one matchups. All right, he's going to get way more one-on-one matchups. They're not going to double team on Andrews. Their run game is still going to be there. I think they're a little bit more balanced, but Odell he'll be a good steal in the draft, fantasy draft, just because people are going to think he's not going to be productive at all.
Maybe. I don't know if he'll be a steal. I know a lot of people that are willing to bet on him.
People are going to bet on him because of the name. He has a name.
Yeah, his right? name. It's a brand.
But I'm saying, like, for where he's getting drafted, what he, his production will actually be, I think it will actually be pretty good. Right? Like, if you think about whenever the Rams, he didn't really have any crazy numbers to the end of the year. People were stashing him like, oh, yeah, I got a sleeper on Odell. And nothing happened to towards the end of the year. And then everybody's like, oh, my gosh, he's balling now. So, yeah. I don't know.
Dan Snyder is reached an agreement to sell the Washington Commanders for $6.05 billion to, yep. what's this guy, Harris?
Harris?
Yeah, Josh Harris, whatever group is. But he's the lead guy.
I thought the Rockets owner, they were leading right now.
No, it's Josh Harris. Is he owns the 76ers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that guy. It's whatever his group is.
Yeah. So yeah. So their whole group is there too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so, like, I don't know, whatever group that he's with, he's like the lead guy. So he'll be the owner and they'll be like the part owners. But he'll have the majority stake in it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's a hedge fund guy. Yeah. What's his name is part probably gonna be in that deal as well for Fanatics. Keep getting forget what his name is. Oh. He's always getting sent. Let me see. You can continue. I'll pop his name back up.
Odell is looking like he's or not Odell. Saquon's not gonna sign his franchise tag and I mean, we knew that was going to happen. He's going to wait till he absolutely needs to be there for like training camp, and then he'll show up.
Michael Rubin.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
What do you guys think about this that's going on? So Anthony Richardson put out like a pen letter to like all the teams. He like wrote a letter saying like basically like draft me because you're not going to regret it. I mean, players probably do this, but like, is this a sign of desperate, like not desperation, but like, is he getting like our team's not liking him? Is the interview process not going well? Is he getting the vibe that like his stock is dropping a little bit? And this is his like last ditch effort to try and increase his stock.
I'll let Brian go at this first.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of respect it. Honestly. It's something that you don't hear about anymore. It's kind of old school. I don't know. I kind of like it.
I don't like it. Right? Like
shocker.
And I don't want to beat on him because he's a Gainesville guy, right?
Yeah.
You know, people might from the crib might be like, "Damn, bro, that's how you feel." But it's one of those things where it's like, "What are you writing? A pen pal?" What are we talking about? you know what I mean? You're writing letters. Please draft me. No, bro. Like, don't do that because
you let it be a chip on your shoulder because yeah, someone will like, draft you.
Yeah, like, oh, y'all didn't draft me. Okay, cool. All those teams didn't draft me before. Now y'all gonna pay. You're writing pen pals to your letters to them. Like, listen, please, if you only know the type of attitude I have, what I'll bring to you, like, it's like you're begging. It's like people like bad boys, right? That's what the girls like. The girls like bad boys, so quote unquote, right? Whatever. Not necessarily girls, anybody today, right? But they like bad boys. That's what people say, right? Bad boys. You being a good guy. Good guys finish last, okay? And you over here writing letters. You don't see Bryce Young doing that. CJ Stroud ain't sending no letters.
They don't need to.
You know why they don't need to? Because they them boys.
No,
they
because they're going 1-2 in the draft, most likely.
Okay. Well,
have you heard Houston is supposedly enamored with Bryce Young. They might not draft a quarterback if he goes one. There are reports saying that like Houston might not even draft a quarterback if Bryce Young goes number one. Like it's like Bryce Young or nothing.
If they don't listen, I'll tell you this right now. If CJ Stroud is on that board and they don't take that boy, you talking about pen pal saying you won't regret it. They gonna regret that.
Now that could these are all reports. You gotta remember, like this is part of the game of like getting that draft strategy.
How many reports have been lies though? Oh, majority of the time when they come out, I'm saying like majority of the reports that come out, they got some truth to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't just be something like out of just far left and just like that was not true at all. Like it got some truth to it. Somebody said, all right, let's start. This might be something good. And then when you think about it, when you look at his pro day. it wasn't great as of a showing as people wanted to see, to make you believe, right? Like, if you look at his backdrops and how, you know, he did his progressions, things like that, how he threw the ball, it was very, you can tell that they practiced it. It was very controlled. It was a, listen, don't go too crazy. Don't get too high because we don't want the accuracy to get out of play. You might have some duck ball. Like, everything was controlled. When you look at Alabama and Ohio State, when C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young did, it was popping off the hand. It was way more fluid, right? So it's one of those things. Like, even you just see right now, every draft is one player that is like, oh, everybody is all about him. Like, even when he hit the top of the banner, everybody's like, oh my gosh, look at the power. And I remember one of the guys on the podcast was talking about, he's like, bro, how's that power? That's no accuracy. He hit the top of the thing. How is that funny? Like, bro, you've been throwing inside that facility for years and you didn't know that that was too high? You know what I mean? So, all right, I'm off the horse. Sorry, bro. Right. I ain't mean to be on the back right now. AR.
The last thing I'm going to say, just to kind of poke fun at Brian, is all the news about the Patriots quarterback. Bailey Zappe was asked, and Kenny will like this quote. He said, if my opportunity presents itself, I'll take full advantage of it, being asked about being QB1 going into the season. And then also, the Patriots also signed another signal caller, probably just a camp arm, but, you know, Tracy McSorley from the Cardinals. They signed him at quarterback. He's just a camp arm, but, you know, need to get some competition for Zappe. QB1. Zappe, QB1, baby.
Yeah, okay.
I'm on the hype train with Kenny.
Ooh, Zappe! I cannot wait till he's actually QB1 and you got to sit there and root for him.
I mean, that just means the Patriots going to be bad next year.
Damn. Come on, you know, what if Bill does it? What if he just trades Mac Jones during the draft and then just says, I'm going with Zappe?
I mean, if he does, he does. Like,
if he dies, he dies.
But guess what? Has Bill done some dumb things in the past? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not one of them.
How do you know?
Bro, Zappe is better than Mac Jones.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
No. He's just not.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's all I got.
Me and Brian's having a stare off right now. All right, man. All right. So let's get straight into it. This is what I want to do for Hot Takes or Hot Cakes. I wanted you guys to take NBA playoffs coming up. Next week, we're probably going to really tap into our annual NFL draft. We should be doing that next week, right? Because the draft is next week?
Yeah. Draft is
27th.
Yeah. 27th. 2 weeks.
Not next week, the week after.
Hey, real quick before you start, we need to send it out on the socials. We'll do the NBA playoff bracket challenge. And I'm also going to create one for the NHL. I'll probably create that tomorrow. So okay.
Guys want to lose in, it's fine.
We will send it out and Ryan will win them all because he is the bracket challenge master.
Wait, did you create a group? I have my brackets, but I'm not in a group.
You know what we should do?
I invited you to the group.
We should, I guess we can talk about this after, but I'm putting up in the air the winner, right, of the NBA. Or we could do both, right? If the winner of the NBA or the NHL, they can be a guest host on the episode.
Oh, snap.
That's if they can beat us.
Dude, bro, you did not invite me to no group.
I sent it in the email.
Yeah, I clicked that link. And I made my group.
We'll do that.
God damn.
I think
Kenny got in just fine.
Yeah. I'll double check with the guys for everybody's listening out there, but we'll do that. You know,
Two Joes, one pro.
Two Joes, one pro. Anyway, for the playoffs, though, real quick, before we wrap it up, what is you guys' take on the playoffs? Who do you guys have winning in the West, East? Who do you think are sleepers? Who's going to win it all? What's your take?
Oh, well. It's not much of a sleeper, but I think Golden State's going to make a little run as the sixth seed yet again. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Kings are going to stand a chance against them. And then we'll see what happens if they get to the next round. They're probably going to face KD and Booker and the Suns. That right there, I think, is probably who's going to take the West, whoever wins that matchup. And then in the East, you know, it's Boston all the way, baby.
Wait, what?
It's Boston all the way. I actually want the Warriors to win it just because I want Buddy that bet made all those bets to win his money. He had like 200,000 or 300,000 on there. Oh, I want him to win it. Yeah. My dark horse is for sure going to be who? The Lakers, for sure. That's who I think that is going to catch everybody by storm. I think that everybody thinks the Memphis Grizzlies are going to beat us. I'm actually going to bet on the Lakers. This is what looks weird. We're plus 650 to win it all. How?
Because you guys get an easier path. Theoretically, you got to go through Memphis and the Nuggets, who have never really had a lot of success in the playoffs yet. And you've got a lot of playoff experience in LeBron and AD. And they're one of the hottest teams in the second half of the year. So a lot of things point up for the Lakers
to make it at least to the Western
Conference Championship. Well, yeah, that's the thing. So the bracket that they're in, they have to face Denver and Memphis. Those are the two teams that they have to go through, because I don't think the 8 seed is going to win against Denver. But either way, they have an easier road than the Warriors. They have to go through Sacramento and the Suns, who I think are much better competition. So
you think Sacramento is an easier, a harder opponent than the Grizzlies?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
They can put up points like crazy.
Why is my bracket set up differently? So my bracket has, like, I have the Warriors winning game one and the Lakers winning, and then I have the Warriors and Lakers playing the next round.
That shouldn't be it.
That is literally what my bracket is right here.
I'm not exactly sure. That is right.
Is it?
Because the one and the two won't play each other back to back. Because one is at the top, two is at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did screw that.
Okay. That's what I was saying, because I have the Lakers beating the Grizzlies but then losing to the Warriors. And then the Warriors playing the Suns and then Warriors. Yeah.
The Suns will play – the Suns or the Clippers will play the winner of Denver and whatever.
Suns or the Clippers. Huh. I wonder why you said it like that, Kenny. Do you have a little something on the Clippers?
I think the Clippers are going to beat the Suns.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the only reason I say that is because the Clippers actually have a deeper roster. I think
they don't have a coach.
Yeah, but
Monty throws out some bad rotations, man.
Yeah, but this, think about it. We got playoff Kawhi and PG3, and you got Russell, who's been playing good, and you have Eric Gordon, who's knocking down threes, and you have some bench players. Like, they are deeper than most people give them credit for. And I just don't believe in CP3. I think he when you had to take a seat back, you don't really be as aggressive. And I think it's going to come point in time where Kawhi, when they play, Kawhi is going to match up with KD. He's going to slow KD down. PG is going to be on Booker, right? And they're going to go at it. And then I think that when Rush has to guard against CP3, he's going to get on his ass.
I mean,
and then when the rest of the team plays, I don't think they have anybody else that's really like an X factor that's going to make a difference.
My biggest concern with the Clippers is obviously it's going to be Paul George's health. He's coming off an injury. And also, all year, they have beat teams when they shouldn't, but then they lose when they should be beating them. So they never do what they're supposed to do. So I can't trust a team like that. So that's why I just think the Suns are going to bounce them.
I'm just like, when you look at their roster, they have some good pieces, bro.
Yes, they do.
Norman Powell's been playing very well off the bench. Of course, Marcus Morris Sr., you know what he brings to the table. You still got doggone Nicholas Batum. Like, you got Covington, who's a solid player, play hard. Like, they're deep, bro.
They are, but I don't think they have the right coach to put the right rotations out there.
But even when not the right rotation, it's hard to do that. Like, listen to the Suns team, right? Remember you made this comment back then. They kind of gave everything to get KD, right?
They did.
They got Ayton, right? Booker, KD, Chris Paul. After which, that.
That's a good four, though. That is
a that's really a good four. But they got to play the whole time.
I know.
They got to play the whole time. Who else is good on their team? Biombo? Torrey Craig? Damian Lee?
I mean, Torrey Craig about? Has played better ever since that trade.
Cameron Payne, Tance Ross, Larry Schmidt. Like, that's – look, when they said, this year squad? Like, that's what we're bringing out? Like, that's not going to cut it, bro. And if they don't lose this one, then they're going to lose the next round because they're not going to have – you're not going to have enough legs when you got to play 40-plus minutes every night with your starters. You're not going to have enough legs.
I mean, good thing they don't have to play back-to-backs anymore. Soft-ass league.
Yeah, so.
Soft-ass league.
So you – Ryan, did you say yours? You said you had the Warriors and who else?
Bucks.
Did you say the Warriors and the Bucks?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I mean, it makes sense if you have the Sixers beating Boston. They don't match up against the Bucks.
Yeah, I have the Warriors and the 76ers. Yeah. I want the Lakers to get there, but I got the Warriors and 76ers getting there. And I got the Warriors end up winning it.
Yeah, I got Boston and the Suns.
Hmm. Hey, so if the Boston and the Suns didn't win in Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's admirable, but at the same time, it's sad. Like how much you just like always sway to a Boston team, no matter what.
No, I don't.
Like,
I only do it when they're good.
I don't know a time where
I mean, I guess the Red Sox. You're not
the Red Sox blow, and you will hear that all season long.
Yeah. However, how many games are they winning?
They're winning at least 80, or the over was like 78.
They blow, but they're going to win 80.
That's not a very good team in baseball. It's below 500. That sucks.
I know, but I'm saying to get to 80 wins, that you're okay team, right? I didn't say you're like – there's teams that I've seen before in MLB that's only won 60 games.
Okay. Well, they're not the A's. You're right.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like,
they're not the A's. They're not the Nationals. Like, okay. They're a little better than those teams.
Yeah. All right. Well, before I let people go, all I really wanted to touch on, shout out to Izzy Dismar Adesanya. He got his belt back. That was a hell of a fight. The car was it was okay, but that fight was a hell of a fight. It made up for it. And then I want to say shout out to John Rahm. Brooks Koepka completely folded in the Masters. I was watching the whole time. I was betting my dad, and he was like, man, Brooks Koepka's not going to keep it going. I'm like, yes, he is. I was like, man, he's on fire right now. And
he was minus 12 going into round four.
Yeah, like, I just didn't understand.
You needed minus 12 to win the whole thing.
It was weird, though, because, of course, the weather made a difference because at first it was good. He started off hot, and then the weather was raining and things like that. That third to fourth round on the same day, ending the third, and then starting the fourth round on the same day, really was messed up for him. He really needed a day to take a break. John Rahm was so hot, and I firmly believe when you are playing golf and you have somebody that's hot and you're not, it get into your head even more because he was – because Brooks Koepka hit the ball, but John Rahm's hitting phenomenal shots. You getting in onto the green and you're not putting again, and he's birdieing, like all that stuff. It was like really crazy. So
I think Koepka had to change his pants twice during the last round there because he shit himself.
What happened to Tiger?
Tiger, he ended up having plantar fasciitis, so he pulled out. But it's really because of the cold weather. Did he
withdraw last year again too?
No, he didn't. He played all four rounds last year. Huh.
So I thought somebody – who was he matched up with? I think it was Dustin Johnson maybe or somebody like that. He was paired up with him, and the guy was like, yeah, he literally had a screw poking through his skin from his ankle. I think it was Dustin Johnson that said that. Whoever Tiger was paired up with said – like he came out, when he was interviewed afterwards, said, yeah, Tiger had like a screw protruding from his ankle.
Nah.
Okay. I mean, that's what the guy said.
Yeah, but protruding from his ankle.
Yeah. Like
that was the 2022 PGA Championship game.
Oh.
Oh, I'm about to say.
I misread it then.
That made sense because of how Tiger was in gruesome pain. He had to withdraw out of that PGA Championship 2022. So that makes sense. I thought you were talking about here. I was like,
well, I read that and I thought it was talking about this one. Because he withdrew because of pain again.
Yeah, because he had the foot.
Yeah. His foot. I read that same article because that's where it was talking about his past withdrawals. Like when he's withdrawn.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what happens when you skim.
Yeah.
When when you just don't really read it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Like
I'm not going to tell you.
What did you think?
Nothing else. I'm going to let that go. So, anyway, do you guys have anything else before we close them out?
No. I mean, we had a comment here. Best realtor in the game. Best realtor in the game.
Yeah.
Has the wizard gone all the way?
he's trolling.
He's full of shit. I know.
He got to be trolling. I'm about to say the wizards. Yeah. They're going all the way to Cancun.
Yeah. Kenny, when you're ready to buy a house, Steve will hook you up.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, I need something with low interest rates.
No, that's not his job.
Nah, I'll just wait. All right.
Brian, you need some stuff on the wall. You need to decorate. Get your spot lit.
Listen, this is my wife's office, and so she needs to decorate because I don't get to say in that. I don't get to say
because you got the mansion, bro. Dude, you get the mansion, and he bought the mansion, guys, and he hasn't decorated it yet. He's in an empty house with all the walls is in white.
I'm still waiting for my TVs to be installed. I had someone tell me that they would come help me do that, and they have not shown up yet.
Who's that?
I think his name is Ryan.
He's been so busy.
Yeah, because it's his birthday.
Yeah,
it's my birthday. He takes a week off
for his birthday, basically.
One day. I didn't I'm taking tomorrow off, though.
I'm confused. Why didn't I get an invite?
To what?
To what?
To install TVs.
Do you know how to?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I thought it was because of grandma. Anyway. All right, guys, man, we appreciate it. Tune in next week. We're definitely going to go over all the teams. I know we're going to have some crazy picks as we always do in our annual draft. But we appreciate everything. Like, subscribe. Hey, hit the bell so you can get notified when we do go live. Get the subscribers up. We've been in the 70 or 60-something range for a little bit now. Y'all need to get the subscribers up. Just share with your friends. Let's keep it going. We appreciate the love. We'll see y'all. And make sure y'all join into the NBA and the NHL pool. We'll throw that up on Instagram. Peace.
Later.